Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. As we get into giving season, I thought it's a great time to talk about giving and receiving. We're going to be giving, we're always giving, but also so many of us want to receive. I see all your questions come in, guys, and it's all about things that you want to receive, like things that you want in your life. And when that's not coming in, we actually have to look at the balance of giving and receiving, and often receiving, unfortunately, is being blocked by us. So I wanted to look into that this week and look into what can give us that balance, how we can be better givers, how we can be better receivers, and yeah, how we can make all the dreams come true. Okay, we have five messages. Let's get into message number one. You don't receive based on what you give. You receive based on what you allow. That's a tough one. Because often we are thinking like, oh, if I just give more, right? Maybe it's like giving is like I'm putting myself out there every day to date. I'm making all this content for people. I am doing all these favors for my friends or loved ones or whatever. I'm giving in hopes that I will receive. I'll never forget. This was like such a meaningful time. I was in my early 30s. I was like in the beginning years of my practice. And a family member of mine came and was an older woman, and she was like having a really hard time in life, and like things were kind of falling apart and unraveling as she was like moving more into retirement stage. And she's like, I don't understand. I've been a good person my whole life, and like now I have nothing. And like I felt for her so much because I think that that's how we think it works, you know, especially like on a human level. We think, well, if I give and if I'm a good person, like I should be able to receive, like God should reward me. And it's not that God doesn't want to reward us, and it's not that God doesn't want to give to us. It's that unfortunately, there are things that we do that don't allow that receiving to come through. So what we want to really focus on more than giving actually is allowing, because our natural state is to receive divine blessings. Like that's the whole point. But we have lived our entire lives learning all these different reasons as to why we are not worthy of receiving. So we put up all these different walls, like all these different dams, even though things are meant for us. You know, the worst is to like go get a reading and, you know, they're like, oh, all this stuff is going to happen to you, blah, blah, blah. And like the time goes by and you're like, wow, none of that happened to me. And the question's like, why? And chances are there was something that didn't allow you to allow yourself to receive. So this first message is really about bringing forward the concept of allowing. And of course, I asked a lot more questions about what allowing was, and we're going to talk about that next. And when we think about allowing, then it gives new meaning to giving, right? Like we give out of overflow. Like we give because we want to be like in the presence of the divine love. Like usually you are giving something that you are overflowing in. That's the true meaning of give. We, of course, give for many other reasons. We give really from a victimhood and even like a scarcity place is like how we give. We give hopefully to get something. We give to make sure people don't think something of us. There's all sorts of reasons like why we give, and it's never truly the divine give. And that's why we have a real weird understanding of giving and receive, because it's like more of an ego give and receive than it is a divine giving receive. But if we are looking to receive in a divine way, which is like manifestation, all the things that we want, we also have to understand give from a divine way as well. Message number two, they were trying to explain to me what allow actually is. So allow is not to get, and it's not about like wishing to get something. I think when we're thinking maybe about manifestation or the stuff that I want, maybe my goals, there is a bit of a, I want to get this thing, which is okay. That's like what we've been taught till now. And that definitely produces at a certain level, but we're being introduced the term allow so that we can understand manifestation and receiving at a higher level, especially receiving the things that we know are meant for us, right? Like being like, no, like I know this is supposed to come in. Like I'm already feeling it. Like you're at the end of your manifestation stage where you know, like it's for you, right? Like you believe in it, it's for you, all that kind of stuff. Then that's when allow really is supposed to come in. And allow is this state of, it's definitely a state of presence. And it's a state of like looking at these different ways in which I might get in my way to allow this thing to come forward. So think about the thing that you've received without even trying. I actually was on my friend's group chat as I was downloading all these messages. And I have this group of friends here that like, they just crack me up. They're like really, really funny people. And it's funny to me because when I moved here, I told myself, you're probably not going to make a group of friends, and that's okay. Like I remember moving from Miami. I have had an amazing group of friends my whole life. I have been blessed with the most beautiful friendships always since I was a little girl. Like it's just been a very natural thing. And I feel very full when it comes to friendships. So when I moved here, I knew that like maybe, you know, that's not going to happen because obviously like we're like that gift that I have is rare. This is the way that I was like thinking about it. You know, I was like, maybe, you know, it's not super common to have like a group of like beautiful, supportive women around you. So I was okay with that. Like I had to like let myself know it's okay if you never meet somebody or you never meet a group of friends, we're still going to move, you know? And sure enough, within the first year of being here, Benny was like the main parent at the time because he wasn't working and I was like really moving into my business during that time. So he was doing drop off at Ethan's little daycare. Ethan was like 3 years old. And one day Benny comes home and he's like, I met these women and I feel like you're going to like them. And I told them about you and they asked like for your phone number or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So my husband is like literally setting me up in a play date. I'm like, okay, Benny. I was like super freaked out about it. And I meet them eventually, like at a, you know, school thing, whatever. And then they finally invite me one day that one of them has like a vacation home and they're going on like a little weekend to this vacation home. It's just a few hours away. And they invite me. And I like really don't know these women. And Benny's like, I really think you should go. I was like, okay, fine. Damn. And lo and behold, had the most amazing time. And, you know, 4 years now into living here, they are my closest friends. They are a riot, hilarious. And they're kind of, in a weird way, like similar. Like they're like the country version of like my Miami friends, which is funny. Like kind, beautiful, hardworking, like will be there when you need them. Like will raise their kids with you, like very villagey kind of like raising of the kids. And I just thought to myself, I was like, man, like so many people work so hard to find friends and this just like fell into my lap. Like, how did that happen? And what I feel is that I'm already in a state of allowing when it comes to friendship, right? Because to be in a state of allowing, first of all, it is connected to my identity. We're going to talk about identity in a little bit, but I don't have a problem with being somebody who has good girlfriends, right? Like I'm okay with being that person, with having that identity. I don't think that it's going to cause problems in my life. Like I'm not afraid to have girlfriends because I know that they add value. Like I don't think it's going to like add more to my list or something like that, right? Like I know it's going to add more value to my life. So my thoughts about friendships, there's nothing blocking or weird or like triggery about it. So therefore, if there is a group of friends that align with my energy, it's going to flow into my life pretty quickly because I'm in a state of allowing in that department. Of course, there are many other things that I'm not in a state of allowing, but one of the states really about allowing is like knowing that I'm okay with receiving this. So I'm okay with receiving friendships. I think about like, let's say readings. I have a big flow of readings or people that want to work with me in all departments. I'm okay with that flow. Like I know I can handle it. I'm strong enough. Like I love people, right? Like there's a strong river of allowing when it comes to those things. So it's our natural state. Like these are things that are part of my destiny. And I think like if you ever get a reading or somebody tells you like what your purpose is or you have a feeling what your purpose is, but you're like not living into it, it's not that that's not true, that like this isn't really your purpose. It's more that what is blocking the allowing of those divine gifts that the divine wants to bless you with that you came into this lifetime to receive. And it is really in that concept of allowing. Message number three. So I wanted to ask, what is blocking your allowing? And obviously there's many different ways that we can block, but I thought maybe we could get a few pointers, a few steps, and I got three. So the first one was a fear of flowing. So a desire to control the environment. So this felt to me that allowing and like flow coming in is a flow. It's not a controlled environment. I think about the most natural flow is seasons, right? Like, or weather. Like that is the most natural flow. Like we have no control of the weather. Even though, you know, the conspiracy is that we're controlling the weather, but I don't know. I don't go there, guys. But the flow of weather is so natural. Like that is such a great example of allowing. And the thing is that when you allow, right, it's not a controlled environment. It's not summer every day. It's not like sunny and 70, you know, every day, whatever your perfect weather is. It's never gonna be like that. So for many of us, we're afraid to allow because we think that it needs to be controlled. So then we start controlling. We think that it's supposed to be 70 and sunny every day. And if it's not, then something's off. Where instead being like, oh yeah, today's a rainy day. Like, yeah, like let it be a rainy day. Like I'm not going to fight that it's a rainy day. Let it be a cold day. You know, let it be a snowy day. Like whatever is the days that like we don't really love, to allow all those things. So to be good at allowing, you also have to allow the natural flow. And one of the best ways to get into the rhythm of that is getting in tuned with the weather is like what I got. And, you know, think about it, like maybe, you know, for example, money, like we'd love to always have a consistent flow of money. Like I know that because I work with so many of you guys and I know that that's like the goal. But to really allow true flow, flow doesn't always flow completely consistently. Like it has to like pick up steam. It has to pick up momentum. It has to drop. Like we need to go inward for a little bit and then go out. So flow can never be consistent. So since we fear the inconsistency of natural flow, we actually block our allowing. Number two reason why we block, or at least for us in this group, is based on our thoughts and our judgments about who we will be if we have that thing. So remember, I was talking about like this group of friends. I could judge myself for having a group of friends. Maybe I'd be like, oh my gosh, if I have a group of friends, then I'm being disloyal to my Miami friends, right? Like that would then block the allowing of letting new friends to come in. Maybe if I'm like, yeah, I really want to be a millionaire, but oh my gosh, like the person I'm going to be when I'm a millionaire, like what if I'm a mean person? What if I'm a greedy person? So I block myself because I'm judging like who I will have to be when I have those things. And this is very subconscious because I'm sure if I told you, hey, do you want to be a millionaire? You'd be like, sure, no problem. But subconsciously, it's so messed up, but there are like little things there that are judging us from the person who has allowed and received what it is that we want. So you can definitely journal about this and think about the thing you want to receive and ask yourself, like, what are your judgments about you once you receive that? Maybe it's even what are your judgments about you for wanting it, right? Like judgment about wanting love when you should be an independent woman, or wanting money when like you shouldn't be greedy, right? Like those judgments are a perfect door that blocks allowing, where allowing is so beautiful because like we don't have to do anything for it. We just need to be in a state of allowing it. But it's these doors actually that are all the doing that we're doing. Like we're actually doing a lot to keep those doors up. And it's funny that the doing is the opposite of the allowing. Like we think we need to do in order to receive these things, but actually the doing is the doors that we're creating. And then the third block for allowing was a focus on external environments versus internal environment. So I was getting that we block allowing because we are looking at external environments. We're like, oh, I don't have this thing, or like, I need to give this, or oh gosh, like I really want to, you know, receive this amount of money, but I only have 5 people on my email list. So I don't think I'm going to receive this, or I only have 100 people on my Instagram. Like I have no idea if I'm going to receive this thing. Because I'm focusing on the external, right? The external environment or my external reality. When what I was getting is that allowing is actually an inside job. It's a deep, deep focus on my internal environment. So my internal environment, like I could be doing all the things today. Like I can show up today to this podcast and kill it. Like this podcast can be great. I could prep for it, plan for it, like do all the things. But if I'm sitting here internally and being like, I'm so scared of people hear what I say, or I'm like so anxious about like how I look on camera or like whatever it is, those like little things running in my background programming is actually affecting what I can actually receive, right? Like I'm blocking the allowing of whatever this podcast is supposed to be, wherever this podcast is supposed to go, I will block it through that internal programming. So instead of like looking at, you know, external, like, well, what is she going to think? Or I don't think it's possible because I see this. It's instead like, okay, how do I go inside? And what does it feel like to be in a state of allowing? And to me, actually, they gave us, I'll leave it to the end because I did get that on number five, like what really it feels like to be in a state of allowing, and holding that inside our internal environment is what then unlocks that flow of allowing and therefore receiving. Message number four. It seems like most of us are really comfortable identifying as givers rather than receivers. And like the divine guidance was like, what a crock of poop, because you guys are such receivers. Like you receive a lot every day. Like just you receive breath every day, but we like to see ourselves on top. So we like to see ourselves as givers, and actually identifying as givers is like also a very big way of blocking from receiving. So I was getting the message that we want to flip the way we see ourselves. We want to see ourselves as people that receive a lot, which I think is, you know, the way that I was understanding it, I was like, oh, this is like a gratitude mindset, right? Like when you're in a state of gratitude, you're in this awareness or you're identifying as a receiver. You're like, oh, I'm a person who receives a lot. And that is a really great identity, because if you're a person who receives a lot, then when it is time to receive something that you want, you are more likely to allow it to come through. As opposed to, we really identify as givers, right? I identify as the person that gets all the bills and has to pay the money, right? Like that is a big part of my identity, which if I break that all down, it's I identify as a giver. Like I'm giving stuff out, right? And the thing is that because we have a weird understanding of giving, not really the divine understanding of giving, the way we identify as givers is definitely in a victim mentality or in like a scarcity mentality. So in reality, what we are actually identifying as, more than identifying as givers, we are actually identifying as people that are being taken from, which is interesting. So, you know, let's say I have to give my child a bath because I'm his parent and they need help. I am really seeing myself as somebody who is getting time taken away from them. If I'm seeing it as like a negative, I know some parents like are in that joy state and are so grateful to be bathing their child, but there could be days that we get into that other place, as opposed to understanding that giving is, again, a state of overflow. Like, oh my God, I'm so in, like loving this job as a mom and this state, and I love this child and this child's adding so much value to me. Like, of course I want to bathe them, right? Like that ideally is the way that we give, but in the world that we live in, it's not always natural. But I think today's episode can really help us do a little bit of an audit of like, where are we giving from a place that isn't overflow? And can we take a look at that? Like, can we try to get into overflow? Or also, can we like eliminate that job because there's just no way for me to get into overflow because it's just not something I want to give? And then that way, first of all, we're identifying more as a receiver, like, oh my God, look at all these things I receive every day. I receive breath, I receive light, I receive love from my dog, I received an email, like all these things. I received a phone call from my friend, like, oh my gosh, I'm receiving so much, receiving nutrients from this strawberry, whatever it is, and really identifying as a receiver so that therefore like more can come my way. And then when we think about giving, we want to really think about giving from overflow. This podcast started as an overflow give. Like that's the reason for it. I remember being like, I want to do something. I don't want to do it the way it's been done. I don't feel like I need to do it. I just feel like I really want to do a podcast. And I want to do it in a way that feels super easy and natural for me. And what I do here on this podcast is my most natural state. Like I'm an annoying friend. Like when my girlfriends came from Miami, like somehow the conversations like got very deep, like really quickly. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is my fault. Like they're just here to like have a good time. But I just have such a natural flow of like going to this place that I go to with you guys. And that's why I'm so grateful for you guys because I can have these conversations. But it, you know, if I didn't have like these little containers to give from Overflow, I'd be spilling over and annoying people, right? Like I've told the story before, but my dog Molly has a ton of energy and she wants to run and she wants to play, which can seem very annoying in the wrong place. But truly, when you give her a good container, which is the 30 acres of land that we live on, she's the best. Like she's the best to hike with. She's the best for those things, but only because like it's the proper container for her overflow. So sometimes we have a bad, you know, a bad experience with our own overflow because we think it's too much. But if you're thinking it's too much, it's because there's not a proper container for it. And that's what the arts are for, my friends. My mom is one of those people we always joke. We're like, man, this lady, she like really missed her calling because she's funny. She's very I don't know if the word is paranoid, but she does these like amazing dramatic stories in her head that are like absolutely like not true. They're like spy stories in her head. Like she tells you these scenarios that you're like, no, mom, it like absolutely did not happen like that. No, that person is not, doing a conspiracy against you or whatever. And we're like, dude, this lady would have been amazing, like writing like spy novels or whatever. Because let's say that drama is a natural gift, right? It's just, it's annoying for her to overflow as a mom to her children. But if she was like a, you know, a fantasy writer or whatever, she'd be killing it because that's like a good place for her overflow. And that's how we want her to give rather than giving to a container that actually like doesn't really want it, which is like her, you know, friends, her kids or whatever. So that is like the really where we want to give from. We want to give from an overflow. And then it's not just like an overflow of our own gifts, right? Like that is an example of gifts. And even at Molly's example is like an example of gift. But overflow of, you know, you hear it all the time. Like you want to give to charity because you're overflowing. Like you have like so much. The worst is to give when you don't have. Like that is really, really hard, you know, like to give to somebody because you feel bad for them or whatever. And then you make all sorts of weird relationships. So it's anything. My favorite overflow is overflowing from your gifts. I feel like that always works out for me. But of course, overflowing in all places, which means like I'm receiving enough. I'm allowing myself to receive enough. I'm allowing myself to rest. So then therefore I can be a great mom. I'm allowing myself to do work that I love so that therefore I can give and be a great wife, right? Like that there is this balance between giving and receiving. And that's how the overflow starts to really pick up, is because you are mindful of the giving and the receiving that you are in balance with. And message number 5, I was like, okay, give me one thing. Like, I feel like this can be a very like multi-layered conversation, but give me one thing that if we like just did this, like we would kill it when it comes to allowing and receiving and all that. And I got that the like one thing we really want to tell ourselves is I am at peace. I was like, okay, interesting. I am at peace, again, brings us back to that internal environment. So like to have peace in my internal environment. And peace is, what is it? It's a state of trust. It's a state of enoughness. It's a state of like, I'm exactly where I need to be, right? Like you're eliminating a lot of like barriers. You're eliminating worry. You're eliminating thinking you're not enough. You're eliminating a lack of worthiness. Like there's a lot of elimination when you get into a state of peace. And the reason for the state of peace also is that everything we want to receive, there are many layers as to like what we think that thing's going to give us, love, money, home, whatever. But if at the core, we believe it's going to give us peace. Like if we would simplify, even like I was thinking like, well, what about if I wanted to go on a super luxurious trip to Paris? Like that to me sounds like fun. And they were saying, yeah, but like get to the bottom of it. Like you feel that you're at peace, like you're not bored, you feel like you're creative, like that you can do this, like you are at peace with the way your life is working. So even at you know, even though we think these things might be giving us something else, at the core of it, or if we simplify the desire, it's a desire for peace. So that inner environment the best inner environment is peace. So really finding what that means for us, right? Maybe even sitting in meditation 10 minutes a day and cultivating a sense of peace, right? You can introduce words. I guess we need to make a guided meditation, right? I'm about to go on a plane to London, so I can't make the guided meditation now, but I will make it at some point, cultivating this inner peace. I wonder if we have one on the Clarity app already, but I feel like that's what we need, right? So like just like kind of these 10 minutes of sitting there and letting that peace be the default. Because, you know, we were given a lot of tips about like the different things that could be blocking us in our subconscious and all that. And yeah, like you can definitely come at it from there, right? Hypnotherapy, EMDR, all the things I always talk about. But sometimes what's funny is that like if you can just get into the energy of peace, it kind of breaks apart everything else. And when you try to get into peace and you can't, what's coming up is actually the thing that is the opposite of peace. And like it's actually showing us what needs to be let go, what needs to be worked on. So it's kind of, that's why they were giving us this, because it's like, it's the easiest way to first cultivate that default mode of peace. But also if we're struggling to get there, seeing what is popping up, like that's the sure sign of what we are up against. That's why I love meditation, because you always see what you're up against. So to see like, why, what am I up against when it comes to allowing, when it comes to receiving? Well, then I'm going to get into a state of peace and let's see what happens. And when I can't get into a state of peace, why, right? Being really curious about it. And that's my clue. All right, friends. I love this one. It's pretty multi-leveled, I feel like, but I'm hoping that you got exactly what you needed. Maybe it's one that you've revisited a few times so that you can get into a place of being a better receiver so that you can just like get the show on the road, you know? I almost feel like we just need to receive this thing so that we can like move forward. And this was a little bit of some tips on how to get there. I'm sending you much love and I hope to see you in the next episode. Thank you for all the comments on Spotify. I see you guys and I appreciate you. And yeah, I love you much. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.